Mike Dugubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And the Lord Jesus was speaking concerning the spiritual need of mankind. Remember, beloved, man is a triune being, made in the likeness and image of God. Genesis chapter 1 tells us that God said, Let us make man in our image and in our likeness. And so God created man as a triune being, for that's what we're discussing and considering, how that God is triune. He is one, and yet he is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a wonderful divine mystery that we by faith accept and believe. Now, we're discussing this from the book of John, the fourth book in the New Testament, the Gospel of John, written by one of the 12 disciples, the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, written under the inspiration and anointing of the Holy Spirit of God. That's why we know it's true, because it agrees with the rest of God's Word. And the rest of God's Word agrees with John, because this was written by one author. And that one author, though he used some 40 different men, was the Holy Spirit of God, who oversaw the writing of the Word of God. And that's why there's unity and harmony in the Word of God. And wherever there appears to be a contradiction, it's because of our understanding. It's not because there's a contradiction in God's Word. It has to do with our frail human comprehension. But oh, how good it is to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit, which becomes a reality when an individual puts their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, physical birth. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit, spiritual birth. And that's our spirit that's given life eternal, and that's where we possess eternal life, within our spirit, because the Spirit of life, the Holy Spirit, moves into our spirit at salvation and takes up his abode within us, as 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 tells us. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You see, beloved, when we accept Jesus as Savior, we become God's property. We belong to him. We're his to do with, in, and through whatever he desires to his honor, his glory, and his praise. And the quicker we as children of God submit to the will of God and yield to him, the better things go in our lives. Sure, there's trials, there's tests, there's difficulties, there's unexpected problems that arise, but they're for our good because they're allowed by a loving Heavenly Father who's desiring to teach and instruct and mold and shape us into a reflection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we're getting to our Bible study here before we run out of time. John chapter 15, and we left off our last broadcast in verse 10. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I keep my Father's commandments and abide in his love. As I've kept my Father's commandments, and Jesus did. Jesus said over and over again, I came not to do my will, but the will of him that sent me. And he talked about the Father working in and through him, and we've already read that in John chapter 14. And so, beloved, Jesus said, if you, speaking to his disciples, and he's speaking to us as well, for this is God's message to us, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And oh, how wonderful it is to abide in the love of God, to be enveloped with the love of the Lord Jesus and the love of God the Father. Oh, beloved, it's such a privilege, it's such a joy, it's such a pleasure to be surrounded by the love of Almighty God, and to know that where I go throughout this day, God's love surrounds me, and he's with me in the person of the Holy Spirit to direct and guide me, and he's my help, and he's my strength, he's my shield, he's my defender, he's my protector, he's my all in all. Oh, beloved, Christ is all I need, and he's all you need, because when you have Jesus living in you through the Holy Spirit, you have the triune Godhead indwelling you. And greater is he that is in us, we're told in 1 John 4. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, 1 John 4:4. And, beloved, that's so very, very true. And so if we'll keep his commandments, we will abide in his love. And what a wonderful place to dwell. What a wonderful place to abide in. These things have I spoken unto you, verse 11, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. And, oh, beloved, the blessing of the fullness of joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory that comes through Jesus Christ and our walking in obedience to him and allowing the Holy Spirit to produce his fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience or long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, or self-control. That's the fruit of the Holy Spirit, we're told in Galatians. And, oh, beloved, how wonderful to have that fruit produced in our life every day. And a part of that fruit is the joy of the Lord. And so Jesus says here, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full, fullness of joy, by abiding in Christ, by realizing he's our source of light, by letting him be in charge of every situation and circumstance, letting him produce fruit in and through our life, the privilege of watching God work. Oh, beloved, what a joy to watch the Lord work in our life. Years ago, there's a place in St. Petersburg, Florida, here in the United States, called B&B Missionary Homes, D&D Missionary Homes. And in the middle of this compound of houses, which a couple of missionary women that retired came back and bought some houses and began to start this compound as a place for missionaries on furlough to come and stay and to have a place to stay while they were back here in the United States. And so in the center of this compound is a chapel. And my family and I were staying there one time and were invited to speak at the chapel and to show our slides, and I was standing there getting ready for my slide presentation by myself, and I looked up at the stained glass window, and the stained glass window said, "Watch God work." And I remember so well praying, "Lord, I want to see you work in and through my life." And beloved, God heard that prayer, and I've seen him working in and through my life. and using me in ways I never imagined or dreamed that he would. It has been a glorious life watching God work in and through my life. And so he says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. And oh, it brings joy into a person's life when you see the Lord and the Holy Spirit working in and through your life. That's why it's such a privilege for me to be able to make these broadcasts, because the Holy Spirit of God is the one that I ask to take charge of this body, to speak the truth through me. And as He speaks the truth through me, I learn many wonderful truths that I've not even thought of or considered, that the Holy Spirit brings to mind and allows me to share with you. And so it's a joy to me, a real joy, to be able to share with you the Word of God, and to share with you the truth. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Letting the vine produce in us fruit to the honor, glory, and praise of Almighty God. And then he tells us in verse 12, this is my commandment. Now he tells us what his commandment is here. He says, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. And he's talking to we as believers, loving one another. And beloved, how important it is that we choose to love one another, even when we may not be very lovable. We're to love the individual that may kind of irritate us and get under our skin. Then we're to pray, Lord, teach me to love this person. Love them through me. And beloved, that person can sometimes become your best friend. I've seen that in my own life. And it's amazing how the Lord's love can unite hearts and can bring us into a deeper relationship with each other and with Almighty God. Oh, beloved, learn to obey the Lord. Learn to love the children of God and let the love of Christ flow through you toward them, and to let His love flow back to you from them. Yes, this is God's commandment, that we love one another to the extent God loved us. How much? That He gave His life for us. So we are to love the brethren. Till next time, goodbye.